Scheduled for October 22nd, the upcoming elections of parliamentary committees, typically a routine affair, will this year be a focal point of political maneuvering amid rising tensions within the Free Patriotic Movement, FPM. For the FPM, the stakes are high, as the elections will decide whether key figures Ibrahim Kanon, Chair of Finance and Budget Parliamentary Commission, Simon Abi Ramia, Chair of the Youth and Sports Committee, and Alain Aoun, Secretary General of the Parliament Cabinet, will remain in their positions. This outcome will crucially affect the party's ability to influence legislative decisions, particularly those related to economic reforms and governance. Will Basel succeed in replacing his critics, or will they secure support from other parliamentary blocs? It is crucial to note that Kanon, Abi Ramia, and Aoun are among a long list of former members, often pillars, of the FPM who have distanced themselves from the party due to exacerbating internal divisions since 2015. This year, Basel, son-in-law of party founder, former President Michel Aoun, has taken over as leader. Since then, the FPM has faced continuous internal strife, resulting in numerous resignations and expulsions. These include Ziad Abs, Naim Aoun, Antoine Nasrallah, and Paul Abi Haidar, all expelled in 2016, Chamel Rokaz, who left in 2019, Michel de Chateaurivien, who resigned in 2020, Ziad Assoued and Mario Aoun, excluded in 2022, Hikmat Dib, who resigned in 2022, Elias Bou Saab and Alain Aoun, expelled in 2024, and Simon Abi Ramia, who left in 2024. Ibrahim Kanon was the last to withdraw on August 28. Reflecting the political alliances within Parliament, the composition of parliamentary committees is expected to be shaped by prearranged agreements. But what impact will this have on the electoral process? Elections of parliamentary committees. Each October, MPs gather at Place de l'Etoile to open the ordinary parliamentary session. According to Article 19 of the Internal Regulations, IR, of the House, this session begins on the first Tuesday after October 15. This year, the election of parliamentary committee members will take place on October 22, conducted by secret ballot and requiring an absolute majority of the votes cast. In the case of a tie, the oldest candidate will be awarded the seat. The committees are required to convene within 3 days of their election, at the latest, upon the summons of the House Speaker and under his chairmanship. During this meeting, each committee elects a chair and a rapporteur by secret ballot. The election of the chair requires the committee to be assembled with an absolute majority of its members. The Speaker of the House appoints a secretary from the parliamentary staff to take the minutes of the meetings. Each standing committee may elect a subcommittee from its members to address specific dossiers. The subcommittee is then required to submit a report on its findings to the standing committee. There are 16 standing committees, with each one comprising either 9, 12, or 17 members, based on its significance. The parliamentary committees are as follows. Finance and Budget Committee, 17 members. Administration and Justice Committee, 17 members. Foreign Affairs Committee, 17 members. Public Works, Transport, Energy, and Water Committee, 17 members. Education Committee, 12 members. Health, Labor, and Social Affairs Committee, 12 members. National Defense, Interior, and Municipalities Committee, 17 members. Displaced Persons Committee, 12 members. Agriculture and Tourism Committee, 12 members. Environment Committee, 12 members. National Economy, Commerce, Industry, and Planning Committee, 12 members. Media and Telecommunications Committee, 12 members. Youth and Sports Committee, 12 members. Human Rights Committee, 12 members. Women and Children Committee, 12 members. Information Technology Committee, 9 members. Committee's Activities. Each committee meets at the call of its chair. If the latter is unavailable, the rapporteur will convene the meeting at the request of the chair or the House Speaker. The committee's secretary then informs members of the meeting date, established in advance by the chair, and the session agenda. Attendance at committee meetings is mandatory. A member who misses three consecutive meetings without a legitimate excuse, as specified in Article 61 of the Parliament's internal regulations, is considered to have resigned. Parliamentary committees are integral to the legislative process. Before a bill is brought to the plenary session, it is typically reviewed by the relevant committee. Committee members analyze the bill submitted by the government, propose amendments, and provide recommendations. This review must be completed and reports submitted within a maximum of 1 month from the date of receipt of the bills. For urgent bills, the deadline is 2 weeks. Committees are also responsible for overseeing government actions, a vital function for ensuring transparency and accountability in public authorities. This role is far from merely technical. It enables various parliamentary blocs to influence decisions on the country's governance. While the allocation of committee positions is expected to be fiercely contested in October, the FPM might, according to some sources, seek to block the committee elections if it fails to remove its critics. If the quorum is not reached, the terms of the current members and chairs will be extended for another year. Will the committee elections fall into gridlock?